Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill passed to the Minnesota Senate would provide $40 million in emergency rental assistance to Minnesotans facing eviction. Republicans tried to stop it, saying nothing prevents illegal immigrants from applying. DFL Senator Lindsay Port of Burnsville led the fight to pass it.
We have heard the warnings from housing organizations who see a tidal wave of evictions looming. We have the power to stop at least part of this crisis.
Senator Port argued that the current eviction rate is at its highest in state history. A few amendments were added to place guardrails on the bill to prevent fraud. Not everyone in the Minnesota Senate is backing a bill that would legalize sports betting in the state. Senator John Marty of Roseville says the measure authored by Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato doesn't do enough to prevent problem gambling.
But the safeguards they put in it, what they call safeguards, I would argue, those are the ones the industry found were just fine. So safeguards aren't significant. And yes, he does have bipartisan support, and I can guarantee you there is strong bipartisan opposition as well.
Marty also says the bill only allocates 4% of sports betting revenues to treatment centers. He gives the bill a less than 50-50 chance of passing this session. A new report shows Minnesota is again losing about 100 veterans a year to suicide. It comes as the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs unveiled a veteran suicide prevention plan. The number was down to about 80 deaths in 2024, but went back up to about 100 in 2025. And a member of the Champlin City Council is stepping down after he and his wife were charged with failing to pay income tax for 5 years. The city said Wednesday it received the resignation of council member Tim LaCroix. The complaint says the LaCroix owe more than $32,000 in income tax. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar continues to push for year-round E15 sales. The ranking member on the U.S. Senate Ag Committee says making 15% ethanol fuel available in all states in the summer.
It's an obvious solution to what we're facing now, which is some higher gas prices, which we weren't facing a few months ago. It seems to me like the moment to seize to show that we have a diversified fuel supply, and it's already, 10% of our fuel.
Minnesota and seven other Midwest states have a permanent EPA waiver allowing year-round E15 at the pumps, but 42 states cannot sell it between June and mid-September. And the season is over for the University of Minnesota men's hockey team following a 6-2 loss at Penn State last night in the Big Ten tournament. Javon Moore and Jacob Rombach scored for the Gophers, and Luca DePasco made 34 saves. Minnesota finishes the season 11-22-3. This is MNN.